Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, ever striving to become human. Many who have been reading my essays or listening to these musings know that I've been on a journey working with Mary Magdalene and trying to bring in a transformation of the seven demons. Right. And so I'm working with the 12 virtues, you know, the seven and the 12. Somehow they work together, don't they? Time and space. And so I've been living with the virtue of Scorpio, the sun in Scorpio. So Rudolf Steiner breaks down these 12 virtues for the 12 months of the year. And the virtue of Scorpio is patience. And patience becomes understanding. Yeah, those deep, dark waters of Scorpio. Patience. It's the last week and we move into Sagittarius, but it's hard for me. I have to admit, I'm still facing my resistance to restraint, a suffering forbearance to my impatience in understanding. Yeah. Wow, it was a real shock to me to think, wow, when I don't have patience, I'm not having understanding. And yet, as I struggle with this, I can still awaken to the perseverance of the human potential, right? That part of me that just wants to learn and grow, even if it's hard. You know, the fortitude, the endurance that we find in the deep waters of Scorpio, pooling with creativity and innovation. It's really very much a wellspring for imaginative cognition. That's something we've talked a lot about here, something I think about a lot, the capacity to reimagine, to renew, to rehydrate the blind husk of materiality into a germinal sprouting, a cooperative mutuality, a reciprocation that comes from nurturing, nourishing each other through the seasons of our evolution, through the many phases of our biographies, right? Through thick and thin. Yeah, it's all about this ability to re-enliven our connection to source. You know, even as we're, you know, in the autumn, we're facing death. We're making an offering to the compost pile. And that pile is full of past failures. Oh, we could call them just, you know, starts, things that didn't quite go the way we wanted. But it's part of this fermentation that has to happen, right? And what I'm learning is that compost is patient. And from it, we build understanding, right? A cornerstone in the foundation for a rejuvenated earth. And I know that the fruits that I cultivate with you now, dear friends, will be reborn in limbs beyond this lifetime. So when I allow myself to have this bigger perspective, I see that this is the strength of patience. Trust in the future. Trust in the truth that we are co-creating a biodynamic future now. A holistic unfolding of our Christic humanness that realizes our collective task. And what is it? Well, yeah, we all have our unique destinies. We all have the things we came to do according to our karma. But in the big picture, together, we are meant to, to bring a transubstantiation of the earth, a complete transformation of matter into spirit. This transubstantiation of the earth into a star. Right? We can see this as an imagination, this star, this eternal light that blesses all souls in all worlds, a sun in the center of our becoming as true human beings, our becoming as beings of love and freedom. And yeah, together we can build this imaginative cognition into the etheric and astral realms. It's a living picture which shows us, that we are purifying the astral. That's our work. We have to purify the astral, and that will help to imprint the etheric with a new kind of soul-giving health, which then leads to the spiritualization of the earth. And so, yeah, when two or more are gathered, we can create this kind of picture together. And many times, I've said that the reason I started doing this podcast is to talk about this. And so I talk about it a lot. And you can go back to the first few episodes. If you scroll all the way down, you'll see the 1010 how to. And this is a positive egregore that we can build. This is our collective imagination where we rise in our thinking. We have to have a new kind of listening when we do that. And that's an etheric tuning in so that we can not only create these and build these imaginations together, but we can, offer them up and receive down the inspiration from the spiritual world. This then becomes a real co-creation with the creators. And so we're working through imagination, inspiration, and this co-creation becomes what it is by the meaning of intuition. This is true intuition. Yeah, this is our work. And we, it's not like you can just like say, there it is. it's like we can't always see the increments of patience, can we? Especially when there's so many distractions, right? There's bombs of war keeping us shell-shocked and whatever else is going on out there. We don't have to name it all. And yet we do. We have to name it. We have to see it for what it is. And then we have to know that it's just illusion. It is just distraction. Because if we're really listening, how the sap pulses down like the burnished leaves wafting from the trees, right? It's not lifting up now. It's going down into the earth. It's whispering its secrets into the roots. Can you hear it? The shifting is happening, right? We have these amazing seasonal cycles to help bring these imaginations into reality for us. So Natura, thank you for these pictures. Yeah, it's expressed as cosmic and earthly music if we're listening. Because, we are the embodiment of the music of the spheres. But the question is, can we be harmonious yet ever ready to embrace the awkward dissonance of metamorphosis? That's gonna be there too. And how do we make that part of the song, part of the melody, the clash that signals a key change, our revisioning, takes an adjustment. It's a shift that has to occur, a sea change, reminding us that we are beauty. We can be that harmony, which encompasses its opposite. Right? Truth that shines the undeniable light of redemption. And to do that, we have to take in the shadow parts, embrace those as well. And this is the time of year to do it, right? We're making our descent into the dark of the year every day a little bit darker. And yeah, let's make a Thanksgiving of our forgiving. Right? The season of forgiveness, a season of thankfulness, a season of gratitude, where the inner and the outer, the spiritual and the material, become like our two hands praying, tuning the instrument of our soul, inviting a resonance into all life. And in our listening stillness, the silence resounds betwixt the intervals, stepping up, and the eternity of the world word, the logos of love in wisdom, which we shall carol forth. Yeah. We are the breathing air stream, the pulsing one heart rhythm, our hands and feet keeping the beat. Each of us, a songster in the universal choir, a wizened bard recounting the life-affirming opus to unbornness, a call and response with our descendants, a holy hymn honoring the so-called dead, an ode to the other, a love song to our future self. Keep singing, friends. Peace.